Blog Talk Radio.
This is a dangerous group. The groups that we're...
Ladies and
good afternoon, this is Dr. Linnea Buckhalter, and you're listening to the Midday Release right here on Lawless Radio. Today is February 22nd, 2013, and it is cold and raining here in Georgia. We're going to talk about your list. Can you compromise on that list that when you're looking for a mate? Hit me up. My number is 646-478-5209. This is the Midday Release right here on Lawless Radio. I am going to give you a little bit of, let's see who we're going to play today. We're going to play some Legacy, if I can get my Legacy going. So you have to bear with me because my site is just not working today. All right, y'all. So make sure y'all communicate with everyone and watch out for Lawless After Dark. I am on Lawless After Dark, and we want to make sure that we catch that. That's when the children are in the bed, you are conversating, we're having a good adult talk. All right, this is Fly Away by Legacy. I'll be right back.
Baby, 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 baby
Welcome back, welcome back. This is Dr. Linnea Buckhalter. You're listening to the Raw Deal, the Midday Release. I'm saying Raw Deal because I'm doing two radio shows at one time. I have no idea what's going on. But this is the Midday Release with Dr. Passion right here every Friday from 12 to 1 p.m. here on Wallace Radio. What I'm doing is we're communicating. We're talking about that list, that bucket list. What is on your list of compromises when you're looking for a mate? A lot of women say, you know what, I'm not going to release this list. I am not going to change my list for nobody. If you don't have this, I am not going to date you or I'm not going to talk to you. And are you willing to compromise? Are things on your list just totally unrealistic? I mean, really. I mean, do you have something on your list like, you know, I need to find a man that makes $1 million a year. He need to have a big house, no kids. He needs to not have been with nobody and, you know, things like that are just totally unrealistic. Hit me up, 646-478-5209. This is Dr. Passion right here on Lawless Radio. You can hit us on Lawless Radio Monday through Friday. Tuesday night is Mickey Outlaw from 8 p.m. to 9:30. Wednesday night is the chairman, T.L. Greg Ryan, from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. And then you have Buck with Bucking Off from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. every Thursday night. And then you have me, Miss Dr. Passion, Dr. Buckholz, right here every Friday from 12 to 1 o'clock. We also just launched our Lawless After Dark, and that is Lawless After Dark is our Twitter name. And how you get to Lawless After Dark is that you just go to lawlessradio.com and you can listen to us after dark. The Raw Deal with Catrice is on every Wednesday night at 11 p.m. I just want to let you know it is raw. So you have to make sure those children are in the bed, no one listening. At 1 o'clock, the kids really need to be in bed at that point. All right, we have a call on the line. Let's see who this caller is. This is 361 number 770. This is Dr. Passion. Who is this on the line? Hello? Uh-oh. We got a group out there. Is this Dead Academy? Okay. I think they're back in the background talking. So they hit one. As soon as I hear somebody say something, I'll bring it back in. All right, y'all. This is Dr. Linnea Buckhalter. You're listening to the Midday Release with Dr. Passion right here on Lawless Radio. If you want to find me, you can find me on facebook.com/Dr. Passion, and that's Dr. Passion spelled out. I'm on Twitter at drpassionphd. You can also email me at Linnea, L-I-N-N-E-A, at drpassionphd. Remember, I am a certified life, relationship, and marriage counselor. What I do is I help people stay together. I improve relationships. I have a proven track record of what I do. Really great testimonies from a lot of my clients. I do parties and events and speaking events. So anytime that you want to book someone that knows what they're talking about, you can always send me a message. Okay, that list. What's on your list? What is on the list that you really need to say, you know what, I need to kind of adjust my list because I'm not finding anybody. Also, I want to talk about your single friends. Are your single friends keeping you from finding the right mate? And sometimes I call this that poison tongue woman. You got some of those poison tongue friends that just, you know, seem to always be negative, giving you misguided information. All right, y'all hold tight. This is Addicted by R. Smith. I'll be right back. Welcome back, welcome back. This is Dr. Linnea Buckhalter. You're listening to the Midday Release right here on Lawless Radio. All right, it is so cold outside. I just got off the grill at the children's school, and I'm smoking. I can't wait to get in the shower. I don't know what to do. I'm just looking at myself, not sure what to do. All right, so I received some couple of messages on Facebook responding to my question about what is on your list of getting. What would you deal and what would you not deal with? And one girl said she would not deal with a man that has bad teeth. She won't do it. She just won't do it. Another girl says if his nails are dirty at first appearance, she won't date him at all, won't give him a time of day. Okay, I can understand that. Yes, good hygiene is very, very important. You want to make sure, if his head is not brushed, if he didn't brush his head and teeth don't look right and his nails dirty, that means he may not be as cleanly as you may like him to be. All right, I have another one here. She's saying, let's see here, my system is kind of locking up if I can get this. She says she would not deal with a man that has more than 4 children. Okay, because, that's baggage. Or she says, it depends. If it's all the same baby mama, she might let it fly. But if it's 2 or 3, she's not going to deal with it. There's too many people in the pot. I could totally understand that. Yeah, it's hard to date someone that has multiple fathers or mothers in a relationship because it actually causes a problem. Actually, I'm going to bring up, there is another question, a fan question that was posted earlier this week. And this fan really wants to know. She says, I've been dating this guy for 3 weeks. He's very nice to me. He supports what I do, which means a lot. We have not been totally intimate yet, just touching and kissing, no intercourse. But the way I know that he would be satisfying. The problem is I'm really not attracted to him. My brain is saying move on, but something else is saying give him a try. Girls, hit me up, 646-478-5209. What you say? Would you go on to give it a try, or would you just go ahead and let it go? There's a difference. I always talk about there's two heads that talk to us. Which head you going to go with? I'll be right back. This is Calling Me, King B.
Better
Welcome back. Welcome back. This is the Midday Release with Dr. Passion. We are talking about one of our fan questions today, and that question is, she's not sure if she should go with what she's attracted to or what her other part is saying. All right, so we're talking about, I saw a few comments that a lot of folks were making, and, you know, one person said, I understand communication is the key. Make sure both know and expect the same thing. Another one says, it's hard when you're not attracted, physically attracted, but yet we only live once, so let your vagina win. That's funny, that's funny. Oh, wait a minute, a man weighed in. He says, keep it real. Just let it be known that the relationship should just be sexual. If that doesn't work, it gives a reason to move on. Okay. Well, you know what? Here's my thing about letting people saying that a relationship just be sexual. There's always feelings going to happen. Eventually, feelings are going to hit, and then somebody is going to get hurt. Okay? So my advice is to go ahead and let that brain that's on top of your head keep talking to you, and you need to move on. If you're not physically, if you're not attracted to him. But what I'm understanding by your question is that you might be physically attracted because your body is responding. But however, if his features, outward features, are not attracted to you, you're saying that he's a good guy. If you're not attracted to him, you need to be fair to him, because there may be a woman out there that might, that is attracted to him, that may want him and do the good things that he does. Because, you know, we are, if there is someone in our life out there for us, is that we have to allow ourselves to have that person. So I wouldn't be selfish. That selfish side of you would just kind of keep him on that little leash and little string until you're done with him. And then, you know, you may end up hurting the man. So I say leave it alone and keep it moving. I mean, there's always toys out there, girl. So if you ever decide you want to go ahead and add something to it, you can go ahead and use something else, okay? All right, so we have another question here today. Let's see. Okay, no, we can't talk about that question today. Y'all going to have to talk about that question after dark, people, after dark. We can't talk about it. We can't get too deep into it today. We're in the middle of the day, folks. We're in the middle of the day. All right. Oh, here's one. Are you willing to be yourself around your mate? You know, I say, yes, you need to be yourself around your mate. If you can't be yourself around the person that you are intimate with, then you don't need to be around that person. If there's something you need to tell them, then you need to go ahead and let them know. Okay? All right, y'all, hit me up, 646-478-5209. This is Dr. Linnea Buckhalter. You're listening to the Midday Release right here on Lawless Radio. And we're going to do a little dance again by Miranda Kane.
Here I go, I'm on my own. This is the first show without you. Gotta face the crowd, I hope the lights are down. And let the music drown out the thought of you. All these girls don't rock my world. No, not the way that you used to. There goes our song, ooh, it's been too long. I'm running but I can't escape you. Like you're right here beside me. The way you work the floor, it makes me want you more. Ooh, I want your body against me. These girls are dancing like crazy, but nothing like you, my baby. I'm missing the magic we made on the dance floor. My hands around your hips, like I barely got a grip. Ooh, I miss I'm never gonna dance again, 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 again.
I am back. This is Lawless Radio. Make sure you check out lawlessradio.com. If you are artists out there looking to get your music heard and you don't have an opportunity to have that platform, go ahead and go to lawlessradio.com and hit us up. Make sure you submit your music. All you do is follow those instructions right there on Lawless Radio, and your music will be added to rotation. Now, if you notice, I play a lot of R&B, a lot of jazz, and neo-soul music on my show. So if you are an artist that have that particular genre, make sure that you hit me up. All right, 646-478-5209. I got us a question. All right, our question today is, and this is a very interesting question, all right, this woman, she has been in her marriage for the last 15 years. She's having some issues with her husband. He's not having the opportunity to actually perform the way she is having a problem because he is not performing the way that she likes. And she loves her husband, and she wants to give him an opportunity and not sure what, how to say and how to talk to him. So before you all weigh in and give your opinions on what her problem is, let me just explain to you what she wrote here. Dr. Pasha, I'm having some issues with my husband. We have been married for the last 14 years, and I am at my sexual peak at this point. I really need to get it on a daily basis, and he is not willing to give it to me. I am not sure what to do. I don't want to leave my husband. I don't want to step out on him, but a girl is in need. Please help me. What should I do? All right, so, you know, we go through, I'm imagining if you all have been married for 14, 15 years, you might be in your early 40s and you are hitting that peak. As a female between the ages of 34 and 45, our bodies are off the chain. It's like a dog in heat, just to kind of really kind of put it in perspective for you. We are always continuously looking. Can we get it? How can we get it? And if we're not in the mood, we are definitely not in the mood. But when we get in the mood, it's on and popping. All right, so first, you need to talk to your husband. You need to explain to him the things that are going on with your body, the changes that are happening, and what your needs are. Now, a lot of women feel that they need direct physical intercourse as far as attraction with their mate. But you know what? There's a lot of other things that you can do to make sure that you are satisfied. But the one main issue is that you need to talk to him, because if he doesn't know, he's never going to know. And he's going to think that he's doing exactly what it is that he needs to do to satisfy his wife. So those, 2 days a week need to turn into a 5-day-a-week type thing, or if you need to do it twice a day, you need to explain it to him. You need to also explain to him the things that are going on with your body and how you're thinking and what he needs to do. Another issue, if you're not explaining to him what needs to be done to your body, if you're not giving him the outlet saying, here, you need to touch me here, these are the things that I like, this is what's going to make me have an orgasm, these are the things that are going to keep me hot and going, you need to explain that to him. A lot of men have that initial, they know everything, but they really don't know everything. So we have to explain to our mate what it is that we need to do to make sure that we please ourselves. When you're in a marriage for 15 years, you're called that middle of that hump series right now, okay? You're in that in-between stages. You know, you've gotten over that five-year hump. You got over that seven-year hump. Now you're at year 15. Everybody's used to everybody. The kids are self-sufficient. They do whatever they need to do at home. They can get their own cereal. You can lay in the bed with your mate a little longer. See, that's the type of marriage. Now it's time to re-crank with yourself, with your husband. Okay, so you need to take that time and re-crank yourself. I am going to add a little bit to that, but I'm going to take a quick break. I need to go to the ladies' room. This is Beat It by B. Rap It. I'll be right back.
You want to be tough, better do what you can. So beat it.
Come on,
beat it.
All right.
Don't want to beat it.
I'm telling you, you're gonna need more than 16 bars to rescue you.
Beat it.
Run the city with it, get grimy, yeah. See me, I ain't really got time for that. So we're down, same time about that, yeah.
Beat it.
I got too much style for you, look clowns. You better do a Chris Brown and sit down. For right now, anything you bring, I'm on.
Beat it.
I be going up that Patron, and I'm so in my zone. They know I'm on, so she don't let me.
Beat it.
Like a bad count check. See the way that roof up on that lamb left back. They like, damn, who was that? Same check, check the step. Way before I got that check, you ain't that. Start turn y'all back, so now just
beat it.
Hey, yo, and find you something to do. Cause right now I'm just getting this bread. And I don't f*** with you, so
beat it.
I don't make it rain, I'm making hits. So y'all know this don't make no sense. I got some advice, you'll take it, bitch.
Beat it,
beat it,
beat it.
Welcome back, welcome back. This is Dr. Linnea Buckhalter. You're listening to the Midday Release with Dr. Passion. I am talking about this letter, this little note that she sent me about her husband's not satisfying her the way that she wants. And she did reply back to me. She says, no, she has not talked to him. So that is something that is what you need to do first. You need to have a conversation with him and sit and talk to him. Now, here's the deal, though. When you sit and have this conversation, you can't just sit down and say, you know what, you ain't give it to me that I want. You need change. That's not the way you come to him, okay? Man, you have to deal with man very differently. You have to come to him a different approach. You need to just have a general conversation and say, you know what, do you think about our sex life? Do you think that we should approve our sex life? Now, if he come out and say, no, it's fine, then you know you need to go ahead and speak your mind and say, okay, these are the things that are happening. This is what's wrong. This is what's going on in my life, and this is how I need to change. All right, so I have a really, really juicy, juicy one for y'all today. I have been holding on to it. She's asked me to go ahead and read it on the air, so I'm going to go ahead and do this for her. As soon as it comes up, Now all of y'all bombard me with your response, okay, because this is a little deep. All right, so here we go. All right, let's see if I can get this going. All right, so she says, I need your third-party sound advice. I need to get this off my chest. My on-again and off-again boyfriend of 5 years strongly encouraged me to have a threesome with his best friend of 17 years. This is not our first time doing this. He let me and his friend have a few moments alone, and instead of just having fun, we started making love. The next day, we all hung out, and me and the friend couldn't keep our eyes off each other. My boyfriend works the night shift, so his friend and I went behind his back and got a hotel room and made love alone. I never felt so connected, and dare I say, in love with someone. We exchanged very strong emotions, and I know he wouldn't turn on his best friend if he didn't feel so strong. We reluctantly agreed it could never happen again, nor would it ever work out because of the people it will ultimately hurt. But I can't get him out of my head. I feel I'm losing out on my soulmate. I want to talk to him, hold him, but I'm denying myself. I'm torturing myself. I feel guilty for not feeling guilty over the deception, but all I can think about is the potential of true happiness with this other person. Where do I go from here? How do I stop the pain, and how can I get over this? The pain is comparable to the end of my first love. Whew. Okay. All right, so let me just break this down because I have to digest this down into little pieces for you so you can understand. Okay, so basically you had a threesome with your boy on and off again boyfriend of 5 years with his best friend of 17 years. First problem. Why did he bring his best friend of 17 years into his relationship with you all? What was the discussion between the two of you? Secondly, you don't feel you have very strong emotions for this person, but I'm saying it's all sexual. How can you have strong emotions with someone when you have first began the relationship off on having a threesome and then went back and went to a hotel room at that point? What conversations are you having with this person? Are you guys are having conversations of being together, or is it more of a physical attraction with each other? And I think a lot of people get confused between that physical attraction and really having a good conversation with someone. Because, yeah, ultimately feelings are going to get involved because you are emotionally putting yourself and your body into a situation where, you know what, you have to be comfortable with someone. Now, you mentioned the word soulmate. That kind of bothered me a little bit because this person, he's been friends with your 5-year on and off again relationship. He's been friends for 17 years with this guy. If he was such a friend, if he was really his friend, don't you think that the two of you probably should have went to him and said, you know what? We're really digging each other. We want to be with each other. This is what we want to do. Is this person really your soulmate? Have you had good quality conversations with this person to make them your soulmate? See, a lot of people get confused on what a soulmate really is. A soulmate is someone that you can conversate with no matter what, who you can talk to, be with, sit down. And it's not talking about a physical attraction. We're talking about you can sit down in the front room somewhere, watch TV, laugh, giggle, go out to the park, do this without having an actual physical contact with each other. Soulmates are people that are going to be with them to the end. See, the thing is, soulmate that you're calling, y'all started this relationship wrong, okay? This right here is not going to work. What I'm going to say is that there's no pain. The pain, what pain are you having? What pain are you having trying to get over this relationship? I'm saying relationship, but it's not a relationship. It's an infatuation. What pain are you having? Okay, what are you doing? There you go. I had a listener. She's saying lust. What are you doing to yourself? Why put yourself through that heartache? Another thing I want to say is you need to go ahead and break it off with this 5-year on-off again boyfriend, because if you all are participating in a threesome together, and you are stepping out behind his back and having sex with his friend, that means that relationship that between you and your boyfriend is not as sound as you may think. So you probably need to go on and let that go. All right, hit me up, 646-478-5209. Hold tight. Hold on. We got a caller on the line. Let's see here. This is Dr. Passion. What's going on, Buck? How are you?
Oh, man, you know, I just had to hear your voice. I'm missing you up something awful. I mean, really.
Are you?
Yeah. It's kind of strange, you know, to be around somebody every day, and then when that person's gone for a couple of hours, like, damn, when they coming home, you know?
When they coming home.
Yeah, so I guess,
mm-hmm.
and you correct me because you're the doctor here.
Yeah.
So I guess that you are my soulmate? No?
I am, actually, yes. Yes.
Okay. All right.
You can honestly
right.
say that, yes.
All right, good. I'm glad we were able to clear that up. That is
yes.
great. That is great. That is great.
Yes. Would you like to weigh in? Do you
yes.
want to respond to that? Go ahead.
Okay. First off, this person that she's had this on-again, off-again relationship, is this
mm-hmm.
person that she's calling her soulmate?
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. The one that's, no, she's not calling the person that she's on and off again relationship her soulmate. She's calling the guy, his best friend, her soulmate. That's what she's doing.
Okay. All right. I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No, I think it's just a lustful thing. I believe it is.
Absolutely. And that's what it's lustful.
Yeah, sometimes we kind of confuse the two, lust and love. We kind of confuse that. You know what I'm saying? Lust is after sex, you're ready to leave.
That's right.
You know, love is after sex. You're going to lay there, you know, may cuddle or touch or rub or something
mm-hmm.
like that, or hold.
Mm-hmm.
And then you may go back into the sex. You know
yes.
what I'm saying? So there is a difference there. And as far as, okay, now, so does the on-again, off-again boyfriend, I mean, did she
yeah.
have feelings for him or what?
Well, you know, she didn't talk about the feelings for the on-and-off-again boyfriend. This is why I'm saying she probably needs to go ahead and just cut that loose. Because when you start off a sentence saying my on-again, off-again boyfriend of 5 years, so that means that there has been others, and this is not the first time they had a threesome. However, this particular threesome was with his friend of 17 years. Now, if you sit and think, can you possibly fathom having a friend of 17 years being a threesome with your mate? You're quiet.
Well, yeah, because I'm going to have to say no.
You're going to have to say no. Thank you.
mostly I'm saying this. I mean, not just because of the 17 years of friendship, but personally for me, two penises in the room is too many penises for me. And as far as ongoing friendship, like 17 years, you know what I'm saying? I don't think I would want to do that because there's a lot that can be damaged in that friendship when there's sex involved. I mean, just like their friendship is going to be damaged if she comes out and says to the on-again, off-again boyfriend, hey, I want your buddy. You know what I'm saying? Now, those two going to be knocking heads. So that goes 17 years down the drain. So I don't think it's a good idea when long-term friendship intertwine in any type of sexual activity because it's going to change. It's definitely going to change. And yeah, 9 times out of 10, it won't be changed for the good.
Absolutely. So, what's your advice to my fan out there? Because she's sending me inbox messages. She says I don't know what to do, but I already told her what she needs to do.
Well, I mean, I'm not the doctor here, but the on again off again,
yeah.
I have to let that go because there's no commitment there. There's no commitment there. And so if there's no commitment, there's nothing. I mean, honestly, I mean, unless y'all just going to break the, hey, we just going to meet up on Wednesday and have
mm-hmm.
sex.
Mm-hmm.
That should be it right there. If you ain't doing that, it's time to walk on by.
Understandable.
If y'all just can't make it a commitment for sex on rainy Wednesdays,
right?
Let it go.
I understand.
Let it go. And as far as getting with the best friend, I think that's kind of dangerous, mostly on the two best friends. I think that may be an issue with them. You know what I'm saying? Now, if you don't, I'm not going to say you don't have a soul or a conscience, gone with it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, there's gonna be some repercussions between the two of them.
Absolutely.
I really do feel that. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I really don't know how close these two friends are when they could be in a room naked together. You know what I'm saying? Me, it's not happening. You know, but
you say one too many penises in the room for you, huh?
yeah. But yeah, this. I mean, just me. I'm not a doctor. I'm a man from the street. So I'm telling you, you know, the way I really see it. Let's off again go. Let that go, because there's no commitment.
Absolutely. And you know what, I do agree with you. She does need to let it go. Actually, she need to go ahead and just sever ties with both of them and basically start over, because it's ruined. She has messed herself up. Okay, so she need to go and start on over.
Yeah,
okay?
Start over. Let the two of them go. And
yeah.
And then when you let the two of them go, take this number now. 404-545.
You know you're wrong for that, bud. You know you're wrong.
I kind of want to get off subject. The one thing in our relationship that I cherish the most in our relationship, outside of our children, because you know this was before our children. The one thing I cherish the most in our relationship is that I have the ability to make you laugh, and that's the greatest thing of all. Regardless of me supporting you and feeding you and all that, keep the lights on for you, as long as I can make you laugh, I am satisfied. I thank you, Dr. Lynette Buckhoffer, for having me on. Thank you so much.
Not a problem, honey. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Now, that was Buck, y'all. Buck is on every Thursday night, and that is, yes, and I'm going to say that is my soulmate, y'all. All right, y'all hold tight. This is, I'm going to be a little daring here, Buck. I'm not sure if I should or not.
Ooh, going for the dance, huh?
No, I'm not going to do the dance. We're going to go ahead and do Burning Desire. Let's see what Burning Desire got. Hold tight, y'all. This is Lynette Buckhalter. You're listening to the Midday Release with Dr. Passion.
I hope it ain't Rick James.
All right, y'all. We normally we get it in. All right. Next week, I am going to have an author on the air. Her name is Janice Doyle, and what she's going to do, she's going to actually talk about the different aspects of being sexually active with multiple people. Now, this is going to be an interesting show, y'all, so y'all make sure that you listen in, all right? Now, there's always that I have always start my show off with something, but you know what? I'm going to start it off with, I'm going to end it with something else. I got about two minutes left. All right, becoming one means enjoying each other, okay? You have such fun in your marriage when you begin to enjoy each other. Do you know that God did not put you together to be miserable? He didn't put you together to fight, pick on each other, or try to change each other. The Bible says specifically that a woman is to enjoy her husband, but I believe that this scripture applies to both sides of marriage. However, I rarely hear a woman say, you know what? I really enjoy my husband. Or hear a man say, I'm enjoying my wife. But in marriage, God wants us to enjoy each other. He wants you and your spouse to laugh, have fun together. I realize it's not always easy. Marriage is definitely has its challenges. But despite your differences, ask God to show you wonderful things about your spouse. Ask him to help you and see your spouse in the way he does because he loves you and he has died for them, for you. All right, y'all, this is Dr. Linnea Buckhalter. You've been listening to the Midday Release with Dr. Passion. Remember, life is a gift. Use that gift to live positive and have a productive life. I will see you all next week. Thank you, and have a wonderful weekend. Bye-bye.
I was born in the city.
Hey, yo, one way. This is the Takeover 3, right? I still feel like they know this shit, you know what I mean? So we're going to have to get nasty on this, you know what I mean? Like, don't call me schoolboy on this. They call me Doobie Loop, you know what I mean?
1985, born as a city slicker, Twin Cities, Minnesota. I rep my city, nigga, West Side, St. Paul. I call it home, baby. Wiped up the mic, so shit, I'm coming home, baby. We on our own, baby, cause it's a home dream. They all rapping too, but we the home team. One in a million, they one of the million. We headed to the top, they stopping at the ceiling. Yeah. We in the city like bright lights and big buildings. Street fights in the D-Boys, big wielding. Get the picture if you don't, oh well. We live here, you just came to get a hotel. It's show hell, but around here we got big dreams. And we cashing in, the team is doing big things. Blame it on my city, I am what it made me. But if you hate the city, you probably gonna hate me.
I was born in the city.
In the city, moved out 11th grade. West Coast didn't work cause I am Minnesota made. Now scaring other players like a handful of spades, and scaring other rappers with my lyrical grenades. But soda is time for me to make this money, and once I get enough, no one can take it from me. The years before this one, I feel like a crash dummy. But after my crash, it's been a new life for me. St. Paul, no, it ain't no G-code, but you can meet a plethora of people. Get played short like Danny DeVito, or get your bones broke like an Evo. Do not speak nor talk no evil. If I ain't here, then it's like no casinos in Reno. Last name Brown, first name Nino. I'm the star in my city like T.O. Get in.
I was born in the city. There's no prize
Saint
on me.
St. Paul, Minnesota. Right off 94, actually. Kind of over, yeah, right on Dale Street. If you keep going here, 52, you know, that's where I was raised.
Yeah, crazy,
well, you know what I'm talking about.
It's long. Yeah. Westside, Chi-Town, M-A-D, I read that. Took the road from my lead, and I said that. Home of the black and gold, where they keep the fans up. Peace signs, show up, pay attention to the fingers. I'm shining like the Sears Tower, L running through my city. L's in my heart, L's up, if you feel me. Never been a bust of Captain City, ain't having that. When the city blowing cold, so that's how you gotta act. Fast pace, make haste. Every cat got a case. Police ain't safe. Old cats know it's just eight. Sandbox lessons showing shoulders how to go gorilla. If you can't play a sport, you learn to be a go-getter. Raised in the streets, slung cane in the streets, feet down in the streets, ran game in the streets.
Yeah, even though I walk through the valley of these other cities, I should feel none showing pride for my black
city.
Tommy Real, we done did it again, homie. Take over, uno, dos, race. I know Spanish, nigga. Yeah, kid one way, schoolboy, flownetic.
In a mouth to